Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Thanks for coming back to my channel. And this is talking about yet more Israeli crimes against Palestine. So in the West Bank, in which Hamas has never existed, some of the Israeli illegal immigrants are stealing yet more land at gunpoint. So it's really appalling. And obviously it's been denounced by Israeli human rights organizations. And to criticize the action of certain Israelis, really most Israelis, is not anti-Israel, is not anti-Semitic. No one is bad or indeed good for belonging to any ethnicity or faith. Right, the actions are bad. Individuals can be bad, not nations, not religions, not ethnicities, and so forth. So various countries, even the United Kingdom, which is fairly friendly to Israel, they have criticized what has happened. So here they are stealing more land. Now, the finance minister, Bezalel Smotrich, who's one of the most openly racist, genocidal of Israeli demagogues, he's saying they're doing this because he wants to make it simpler for Israelis to take over land that doesn't belong to them. It's a direct quotation. "We will continue to kill the idea of a Palestinian state," full stop. Okay, so the Palestinians are not people. He regards them as subhuman. Therefore, you can steal with them. They're steal from them. They're not entitled to a state. Now, they're not part of Jordan. They're not part of Egypt, which is what some Israelis like to pretend. If they wish to join Jordan and or Egypt, if Jordan or Egypt wishes to accept them, their territory, fine. But they don't. And by the way, in that case, that territory, the West Bank, would belong to Jordan, for example, absolutely not to Israel. There is no claim to this. So these so-called settlements are illegal colonies. And you see how there's an apartheid system there, how it is brazenly racist. The Israeli illegal immigrants living there, they have a vote for the Knesset, the Israeli legislature that governs them, and the Palestinians do not. And these illegal immigrants, Israelis there, they are governed by Israeli civil law, whereas those who are occupied, the oppressed, the Palestinians, they are tried before Israeli military courts. It's not their army. The Israeli army has obviously no right to be there without proper protection, representation, presumption of innocence, and so on. So Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, he's about to meet Donald Trump in Washington, D.C. No doubt Trump won't criticize them. So, you know, for years, Israel's been stealing even more land at the West Bank. The Palestinians have had almost nothing left. And the United Nations said the rate at which Israel is committing this armed robbery has increased and so on. So, wow, it's really appalling. So previously, Israel said you can't actually sell West Bank land, but now they are. They're not even pretending to have any conformity with international law. They can directly sell it. Wow, isn't that simply appalling? So you see how utterly racist it is that they have this, they have the stolen from them, the poor old Palestinians. And the president of the Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas, says it is very dangerous. This is a quotation from him. "An open Israeli attempt to legalize settlement expansion, land confiscation, the demolition of Palestinian properties, even areas under Palestinian sovereignty," close quotation. There's been direct stealing, turning up somebody's house, dragging them out there, pointing your guns at them, smashing down their house. It's just appalling, this crime, this brigandage committed every single day with US diplomatic protection, some of the weapons supplied for free by the United States, money given by the United States for Israel to carry out these crimes. And so the United Nations Security Council is going to do nothing about it because the US would veto it. So there are obviously honorable and courageous Israelis who denounce this, and they correctly call it massive land theft. This is what His Majesty's government said about it. "Any unilateral attempt to alter the geographic or demographic makeup of Palestine is wholly unacceptable and would be inconsistent with international law," close quotation. But you won't hear the foreign secretary himself say that. You won't hear Prime Minister Keir Starmer say that, and so on. So many other countries have said that it's appalling and issued a joint statement against this. So you see just how outrageous, how criminal this is. And it's what infuriates people. It just makes my blood boil. The terrible injustices imposed on the Palestinians, the horrific oppression under which they suffer. Okay. So goodness. What else? So yeah, Smotrich is behind these illegal immigrant settlement expansions and so on. And the defense minister Israel Katz, he says that he wants to expand even more, right? So and then the Cave of the Patriarchs, holy to various religions, they're gonna take that exclusively for them. So how appalling. So this is breaking the Oslo Peace Accords again, 1993, signed there. The Palestinian Authority was given total control of a Palestinian urban areas, 20% of the land known as Area A. I mean, the Palestinians got such a tiny part of even the West Bank. Yeah, and Area B, the Palestinian Authority had administrative control, but Israel kept the security. Well, and then Israel had total security and administrative control of the remainder of the West Bank, Area C. So over 700,000 Israeli illegal immigrants in the West Bank, don't call them settlers, including East Jerusalem. Remember, Jerusalem is supposed to be the shared capital of Palestine and Israel, according to the United Nations Security Council, which established the State of Israel. So it's just sickening. It is so grossly unjust. These appalling crimes they get away with. Only 2 months ago, the Israeli cabinet said yes to 19 new illegal colonies and so on. In 2025 alone, the United Nations said over 37,000 Palestinians were driven from their homes. The Israeli illegal immigrants are committing ever more murders against Palestinian civilians. It is infuriating what they do. And the Palestinians, if they try to defend themselves, defend their homeland, they are called terrorists. It's sickening. It's obviously the Israeli government and these illegal immigrants, they are the terrorists because of whatever their Iron Age myth. They have this. They claim these people are not even human beings and so on. So the United International Court of Justice said that Israel's occupation of the Palestinian territories is unlawful and must end. So you can see what a rogue state Israel is. So, you know, peace now. And that requires justice for the Palestinians. Now, Israelis are driven out of their homes since 1948 in Morocco, in Iraq, other Arab countries. They should get compensation. They should have their citizenship restored, the right to go back to Morocco, Egypt, Iraq, wherever it is. Well, they might not choose to do so. OK, no one should be mistreated. And that includes Jews, whether you define them by an ethnicity or as a religion. That includes Muslims. That includes Palestinians, all Arabs, all human beings of any ethnicity or faith or no faith at all. Anyway, that's it. I mean, one of the biggest myths is that good guys always win. You know, evil wins so, so often. Right. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate to PayPal, George Callahan, 790@gmail.com. Goodbye.